I got two sections that I would like to read. One is in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Gospel according to Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. And immediately he compelled the disciples to go on board ship and to go on before him to the other side until he should have dismissed the crowds. And having dismissed the crowds, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when even was come, he was alone there. But the ship was already in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. But in the fourth watch of the night, he went off to them, walking on the sea. And the disciples, seeing him walking on the sea, were troubled, saying, "It is an apparition." They cried out through fear. But Jesus immediately spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answering him said, "Lord, if it be thou, command me to come to thee upon the waters." And he said, "Come." Peter, having descended from the ship, walked upon the waters to go to Jesus. But seeing the wind strong, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught hold of him, and says to him, "O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt?" And when they had gone up into the ship, the wind fell. But those in the ship came and did homage to him, saying, "Truly, thou art God's Son." And if we could read in Mark chapter 4, verse 37, Gospel according to Mark chapter 4, verse 37. "There comes a violent gust of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it already filled. And he," that is the Lord Jesus, "was in the stern sleeping on the cushion. And they wake him up and say to him, 'Teacher, dost thou not care that we are perishing?' And awaking up, he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Silence, be mute.' And the wind fell, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, 'Why are ye thus fearful? How is it ye have not faith?' And they feared with great fear, and said one to another, 'Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" My dear friends, as I came down on Saturday, it was a great thunderstorm coming up. You could see the lightning up in the skies. And I was just touched by my own smallness on the scale of nature. There's God who created the heavens, and there's man who builds houses and cars and roads and all these wonderful things. And yet when there's a storm, we can be terrified. We can be frightened. Just something terrifying if you think about the forces of nature. You have the storms that rip through. You have the, just recently, the hurricane that went into Texas, and huge masses of destruction. Man, we can build wonderful things, but we have not yet learned. I don't think we'll ever be able to tackle the forces of nature. They're just so incredibly big and huge. And I think it's humbling to know that someone created all that. There's some forces that we can't control in nature, on this earth. And so I don't know how it is with you all, but I have come across instances in my life that I have no control over. Things that seemed like a big storm, not necessarily visible to the outside, but in my soul there was a battle. And I just wanted to look at these two scriptures, because here too we have Peter who goes out into the water, and he could have stayed in the safety of the boat, but he went onto the water. But yet when he looks away from Christ and sees the big clouds, he begins to fail. He begins to sink. And I was just touched that I might be on the water. I might be saved. I could be a Christian walking on this water. There's still storms around me. There's still waves. If I lose focus on Christ, I could sink. And it's terrifying because I have no control over it. And the Lord says to Peter, he cries out, he says, "Lord, save me." And the Lord reaches out and touches him. The Lord wasn't far away. He was right there. He was beside Peter. He was ready to save. Even when the big clouds were around him, he was right there to save. Same instance in the other one. The Lord was sleeping. There was a big storm. How often has it been in my life that I was battling a storm in my soul and I felt, oh, God is far away. He's so far away. You know, he's a busy man. He was right there. All I had to do was ask him for help. He doesn't want that I die. He doesn't want us to perish, my dear friend. He's right there to help. He's right there. He's sleeping in the stern of the ship. The stern is where the steering wheel is. That's where the control is. He's right there. He's not far away. He's ready to save, my dear friend. Even when they're taking on water, even when I'm sinking, even when I'm drowning, he's there ready to save, my dear friend. So it is with you. He's ready to save. There's no storms that are too big for God. There's no storms that are too big for Jesus. He saves readily. He saves readily. Why does he want to save us, my dear friend? Why does God want to save us? Well, we know that God loved the world, that he gave his only son. He came not to judge the world, but to save it. He takes interest in his creation, my dear friend. He takes interest in you. He takes interest in me. He's waiting for everyone to come to Christ. Everyone to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. It's amazing to think that the Lord Jesus was a man, like me, but he overcame death because he was perfect. I can't say that to myself. I can't say that I was perfect. I can't say that when I die, I'll continue living. I can't say that. No, only Christ could have done that. But I believe that if I believe in Christ, I believe in Lord Jesus, and that he died for me, then I can also live. What a wonderful blessing that is, my dear friend. It's a mystery why that came about. It's a mystery why God chose his only son to come into the world. I don't know the answer to that. He could have said a word and the world would have been done with. He could have created a new heaven and a new earth. But he didn't. He wanted you and he wanted me. There was a story I once heard about a man who lived on a farm, and he just never believed, could never believe why God would send his son as a man to save us. He thought that was ridiculous. And one day in the winter, there was a big storm outside, and he heard big thumps in the window. Big thumping noises. So he went outside and checked, and there were just these geese that were migrating south or north or wherever. I don't know what they were doing in the storm, but how the story goes, he said, you know, I'll take them into the barn. They'll take shelter there. And then the next day, you know, I'll just release them. They can carry on, you know, when the storm is over. So he tried to chase them into the barn, but the geese were scared, so they just kind of flapped around and ran away and tried to fly away. But the storm was too great. So he then tried to put, like, breadcrumbs into the barn so they would follow it, but the geese were smart enough and didn't catch on. So he eventually came to realize that, well, if I could only be a goose, they will meet, follow me into the barn. He couldn't change himself, so he took one of his own geese and kind of walked in a circle with that goose in his arm. And so all the geese looked at him, looked at the goose, and then he placed the goose in the middle of them, and his goose was smart enough and just bolted back into the barn. Of course, all the other geese followed him. And he came to realize that it had to be a goose. Goose had to do so that all the geese would follow him. And so, my dear friend, it's the same thing with the Lord Jesus and with God. God had to bring a man into this world in order that we, as men, would follow him. He knew right away the best place for us to be would be in that barn. The best place for us to be is in God's presence. But we're just flapping around in the storm. You know, we're not even following the breadcrumbs. You know? So God showed up with the Lord Jesus. And he walked around us, showed us, you know, this is my goose. You know, this is the one. He'll lead the way. He placed him amongst us. And all we need to do is follow. All we need to do is follow Jesus, my dear friend. All we need to do is accept him. So back to the storm. You know, there are things that are around us. Big storms, winds, waves. We don't need to doubt. God's in control. God is, he's the one that created these things. And we're so troubled about these little, if you think about it, you know, the storms in our lives. What is that? Is that because we failed an exam at uni, or, I don't know, relationships, or worries because of money, or job, or houses, or whatever, you know? But in the end, it doesn't matter, because God is in control. And the problem is that these storms and these worries, they'll fade away. They're not important. And there's always someone that is greater than all these problems. And all we need to do is we just have to cry out, Lord, save me! And he can save us. He will save me. He can save you. The Lord is never far away, my dear friend. God is never far away. He's right there. All he asks is for you to call on him. He wants to have a relationship with you, my friend. He's a man. He was Jesus. Look, the Lord Jesus was a man. He had feelings. He loved you. He loved me. He just wanted a relationship. He wants a relationship with you, my friend. And if you don't know him, I pray that you might find peace. That you might be willing to stretch out your hand and cry, Lord, save me. It's very easy to do. It's very easy to do. All we need is that grain of faith that we talked about in the reading. A little bit of faith that the Lord God can save us. It's all we need. And all these storms will be still. And waking up, he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, silence, be mute. And the winds fell, and there was a great calm. What a great calm that is, my dear friend. What a great calm it is when you turn to Christ and all the worries almost seem like they're non-existent. I can say in my own life as a Christian now, of course, there are still storms and distractions and winds and waves, and sometimes I feel like drowning, but there's always Christ, there's always Jesus that is there for me, We're never alone. Even if you know, the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you're not alone. If you don't know Him as your Savior, He's still not alone. He's right there. You might think He's sleeping, but all He wants is that you ask Him for help. For His name's sake.